It's such a textbook relationship anxiety story that I think it's very helpful to share it here. And the reason why I love doing this work with people and why I'm endlessly fascinated is because when I'm listening to you speak or anyone talk about their relationship anxiety, I'm listening to all of the subtext layers of what else was actually going on.
Yeah.
So anxious mind takes everything at face value. So you have the thought, and so often it starts with one thought, right? A partner, you haven't seen each other in a while, and you see each other and you're not that excited. And then you're like, why am I not excited? And then you start to go into all the, oh my gosh, I must not be in love. Or you're meeting for a date and they just don't look that good. Oh my gosh, I'm not that attracted. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What does that mean? And for you, it was, he's annoying me. Which is like a really normal experience to have in a relationship. But what I hear, and then where you went was, what does this mean? I should never be annoyed with my partner. And so, right, I'm always thinking about four realms, what's being triggered. So on the purely cognitive level, we have such a lack of education about what healthy relationships actually look like that there is some part of the mind that maybe doesn't really know that it's totally normal to get irritated in relationships. We get annoyed. We get irritated. We're not attracted every second. We don't want to have sex every second. We have doubts. We wonder if there's someone better. All normal. All totally normal thoughts, wonderings, questions. But we don't really know how normal that is. And so that comes up. I'm annoyed. I'm not attracted. I'm not excited to see my partner. And then anxious mind, which is also the very conscientious, I have to be totally honest. What if I'm lying to someone? What if I'm lying to myself? What if I'm lying to him? Oh my gosh, what does this mean? Goes into overdrive. Instead of the wise mind response is, okay, you're annoyed. Like, welcome to the human race. Welcome to being with somebody for 5 years.
Yeah.
Right? Welcome to like life getting stressful and people going into their annoying defenses of like yammering on and on about stress at work. Like, yeah, that's what we do. So I hear it first on that layer. And then I hear it on the layer that you became more aware of I'm 28. I'm moving towards the end of my 20s. I've just moved out. There are multiple transitions happening. And so as I often talk about in my work, one of the first questions I'll ask when someone shares this was the moment, well, what else was happening in that moment? Because relationship anxiety, like all forms of anxiety, is a placeholder. It's a messenger. It's what grabs our attention. But what else was going on? You were in huge individuation.
Yeah.
Process, figuring out how to stand on your own two feet.